From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Hardline lawmakers in Iran are calling for a crackdown on protesters and opposition groups in that country. They voiced their anger today in a stormy session of parliament in Tehran, calling for protest leaders to be tried and executed. Large crowds of protesters defied police on Monday and marched through Tehran, chanting death to the dictator. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton praised the courage of the demonstrators.
What we see happening in Iran today is a testament to the courage of the Iranian people and an indictment of the hypocrisy of the Iranian regime, a regime which, over the last 3 weeks, has constantly hailed what went on in Egypt.
Thousands of anti-government protesters have turned out again today in Bahrain and Yemen. In Bahrain, mourners participating in the funeral for a protester killed Monday clashed with security forces. One of the mourners was killed. Egypt's military leaders are asking for financial help from the international community. NPR's Corey Flintoff says Egypt's economy was hard hit by the turmoil that led to the ouster of President Hosni Mubarak.
Analysts say the losses to Egypt's tourism industry alone could top $1 billion a month as tourists canceled their travel plans during the highest season for visitors. Foreign Minister Abu Gait requested economic support for the country as it tries to make the transition to democratic government. The Foreign Ministry website says several countries, including the U.S. and Saudi Arabia, have offered to help. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Cairo.
Lawyers for civil liberties groups are set to challenge the Justice Department in a hearing in a court in Virginia today. The government has demanded information that could help prosecutors build a case against supporters of WikiLeaks, the group that has released thousands of classified diplomatic cables. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports three people associated with WikiLeaks are fighting a demand for information about their Twitter accounts.
2 months ago, the Justice Department secretly asked Twitter for private records about three of its users. Prosecutors apparently wanted information that would shed light on when and where WikiLeaks supporters had discussed the release of sensitive documents. One of those people, Birgitta Jahn's daughter, thinks the Justice Department should be forced to get a warrant for the information. Lawyers at the American Civil Liberties Union and the Electronic Frontier Foundation will argue her case. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who's under criminal investigation in the U.S., isn't challenging the request to Twitter. Instead, he's in the United Kingdom fighting his extradition to Sweden on unrelated allegations. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The Commerce Department says retail sales have risen again, up 0.3% in January. That's the seventh straight monthly gain in sales. Stuart Hoffman is chief economist with PNC Financial.
Chicago Mayor Richard Daley has been on the job for...
In a separate report out today, the government said that import prices have risen more than expected last month. This is NPR News from Washington. The candidates to become the next mayor of Chicago have squared off in a debate. NPR's Cheryl Corley says the campaign is intensifying with just a week to go before the election.
Chicago Mayor Richard Daley has been on the job for more than two decades. Six candidates hope to replace him. The most well-known is Rahm Emanuel, former chief of staff to President Obama. During a debate last night, Emanuel said he's not looking to be a political boss.
I don't think a mayor can be a boss, but a mayor has to provide leadership.
The four major contenders in the race also talked about some of the steps they'd take to deal with the city's massive budget deficit, police staffing, and other issues. What was not discussed in this mostly segregated city was race, and Chicago political analyst Laura Washington says there's a reason why.
I think that people's concern about the future of the city is trumping race and trumping those kinds of conversations.
The candidates hold a final debate Thursday before heading into next week's election. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
The Jeopardy match against an IBM supercomputer named Watson, and the game shows two all-time top winners, is underway. The initial round ended with Watson tied with former Jeopardy champ Brad Rutter at $5,000. The other former champ, Ken Jennings, trails. The computer sounds quite human in choosing questions and answering them for host Alex Trebek.
Correct. Go again.
Beatles, people.
For 400.
This title gal, children at your feet, wonder how you manage to make ends meet. Watson.
Who is Lady Madonna?
Correct.
But Watson is not perfect, and the human players are confident they can beat the computer. The winner of the competition gets $1 million, and if Watson is the victor, IBM says it will donate that money to charity. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.